This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Exceptional people are more interested in understanding how they think, how to pull those levers of performance, rather than how to get to success as such. And it turns out that that is exactly why they end up growing. Look, the brain is autotrophic. It grows through its own stimulation. So it follows that if you focus your efforts on the right practice, your abilities will become more apparent and more consistent. Achievements will come along as a side effect. Growth is the direct result of the humble, steady effort you put in towards your achievements. Consistent growth pattern is fostered by creating inner harmony, in forging this autotropism. It's about making a virtuous cycle, a positive feedback loop between the ego, intellect, and center. The ego is both a source of energy performance, and at the same time, it's a source of sabotage. So we have to tame it. Here's how we do it. First, accept and acknowledge emotions, even if you don't agree with them. Emotions are part of you, and denying their existence is futile. Secondly, let strong emotions pass. Negative emotions often linger. They're usually exaggerated or misleading. Let them just be, and they will pass. Third, calm the ego directly. The ego is a part of your neurological and spiritual existence. Engage it through positive stresses like exercise, controlled breathing, mindfulness, and reflection. Understand the ego. Willpower alone will not control it. It's better to understand and work with it. Let's look a bit closer at physical activity. Exercise, especially intense anaerobic workouts, help calm emotions. Try 3 1-minute bursts of intense exercise daily for improved well-being. Low-impact aerobic exercise like walking and so on, this helps the intellect more. Using your intellect directly also pays off. Intellect acts like a detective. It seeks evidence and truth beyond your ego's impulses. For example, the ego commonly confuses temporary happiness with permanent contentment. That's why you like fancy things like houses and cars. Nothing wrong with working towards those things, but never let them be your master. Look past that and see that what you crave is usually misleading and seldom leads to anything more than temporary elation. Use the wisdom of your center too. Your center offers a balanced and wise perspective. True contentment relies on appreciating your strengths, knowing that you yourself are more than enough for life. Make these things happen. Remember that knowledge alone won't change your life. Practice and repetition are key. Create a weekly timetable for physical exercise, journaling emotions, revisiting the lessons of this course, and protected reflection time twice a day. Consistency is your goal. Stay focused on inner growth, and greatness will be a natural byproduct. Embrace the journey of self-refinement. That's how the brain literally grows. The journey is the success.